It seems to be a summer of bugs. A researcher at Middlebury College says the tick population, for instance, has doubled, and in Rutland County, the mosquito count is up by 30%. Down in southern Vermont, there's an historic infestation of fungus gnats. These are tiny insects that swarm inside of people's homes, finding the tiniest openings in screens, dying by the dozens inside of lamp fixtures. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more, if you dare.
Jonathan Morse lives in Marlboro, and like a lot of people in Windham County, his house is being invaded by fungus gnats. Morse has been around a while. He's dealt with icy roads and Tropical Storm Irene, and the usual ticks and mosquitoes and black flies that share this corner of Vermont with him. But he says it's been hard getting used to the gnat infestation.
If my wife and I are in bed reading at night, and we have the windows open, the ceiling will be black with the insects. And when we turn off the lights, they drop down onto us. You can feel them lighting on your skin as they drop down off the ceiling. It's very disconcerting.
Fungus gnats are tiny, somewhere between a black fly and a mosquito. They don't bite or swarm, but when there are hundreds of them gathered on your wall, you notice. Margaret Skinner is an entomologist at the University of Vermont. She says fungus gnats lay their eggs in the soil near rotting plant matter, so they usually show up near houseplants or inside greenhouses. Skinner says the gnats are always around, but they usually appear in relatively small numbers.
I have not ever received calls from people being inundated in their home by fungus gnats. What's different this time is that there are so many of them.
Skinner has been getting a lot of calls from people in southeastern Vermont, but so far she hasn't heard of any major outbreaks in other parts of the state. She says the wet weather might be a factor in the outbreak, though we've had a lot of other wet summers, and she's not sure why they're only showing up in southeastern Vermont. Skinner spends all of her time at work thinking about insects, and there isn't too much she's seen or dealt with that surprises her. But she says she understands how this particular outbreak might be hard to deal with.
And I know people are kind of freaked out about it, with good reason. It's just kind of creepy to have all these flying things around.
People around Windham County have been commiserating through social media, and the war stories are impressive. Josh Engel lives in Brattleboro, and he says he went to bed recently and left the porch light on.
And the next morning, the first thing I noticed was that there was a funny burning smell in the air, like someone had burnt eggs. And I went out to the lamp, and it was 3 or 4 inches full of bugs. So I took a photo, because that's what you do, and I posted it.
There are posts sharing remedies and observations, like that they smell like burnt ash when you squish them. And a lot of people are commenting that they're just glad it wasn't only them who experienced the great gnat invasion of 2017. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Brattleboro.